Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 191 for February 1st, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
And then some more.
The song is Fishin' by Andy Scott from the album Don't Tempt Fate. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com.
Like when the twist and where the time.
Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to thank you for being on board and being a listener. And if you're a subscriber, thank you for subscribing and being a part of the family here.
Baby, you should see me when I'm
the show is supported by an advertiser, and I want to get into the advertising here a little bit. And you know that as more and more flights are delayed during business trips, you can be late for meetings, get behind in work, and you can lose business. So if you have to travel for business, I've got great news. There's an easier way and a more affordable way, and that's GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. Just log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click. Instantly, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. Now you can meet from your office, home, hotel room, anytime, anywhere. Plus you can hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate. Try GoToMeeting today free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcasts. Do more travel. Do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. And I want to thank GoToMeeting for being a sponsor of the show. So with that, if you want to learn more about the Home Travel Agent Show, you can go over to the website at hometravelagent.net and check everything out over there. And sign up for the newsletter while you're there. The newsletter is actually the show notes that you'll get in your email box each time a show is produced. Well, coming right up here in the co-hosted segment of the show, Laureen talks about some educational opportunities and expo, travel expo opportunities coming up here in the very near future, and your opportunity to take advantage of these training and travel expo opportunities. So without further ado, what I want to do is get into the co-host segment of the show. So here we go.
See me when I'm fishing.
Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and we're back with you again for another week of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Welcome to all the travel agents and all those people that are interested in the travel business. And as usual, Laureen Romero joins me as the co-host of the show, and I want to say welcome, Laureen.
Well, thank you, Barry. It's good to be back. And I have had the cold that will not go away. So our recording time, even though the listeners probably don't know this, is a little later than usual because even yesterday I had that deep husky voice again, and I wanted to spare people from that. My voice is bad enough as it is, so I thought I'd try to make it as normal as possible. But I managed to get myself sick enough that Gail just called the doctor, and now I'm on antibiotics, and I am quickly recovering now that the medication is kicking in. And like you, Barry, I live with a nurse, and they only put up with us being sick for so long when they get really tired of it.
And that doesn't take long.
And the last people we ever listen to are the people that we live with who go, "You're sick, go to the doctor." Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's hard to follow their advice.
Yeah, what do they know? They only do it for a living.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back, thank you. And out here in California, we're still having our warm streak. It's in probably the lower 70s. Our trees are getting very confused. The acacia bushes, you know, the things that usually in April or May are bright and yellow and getting everybody's allergies going.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the end of January, and we're going, uh-oh, you're not supposed to be blooming yet. So our nature out here is a little bit confused.
Well, as long as the grapevines aren't blooming.
Not yet, but my rose plants are starting to get, you know, where they start to come out. And we're like, no, you know, we're in California. We need at least a couple months of rain because they're predicting we're going to be going into a drought. And we don't want that. We have enough things going on that having a drought would not benefit us right now.
No.
And what's the weather like out there for you?
Well, we reached 32 degrees today, which I was at the grocery store, driving to the grocery store, noticed on the thermometer in my car that we were at 32 degrees, but the wind was blowing probably at 35 miles an hour across the open fields, covering the roads up with snow, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, you and Gail can come on out and stay with us for a while. You're welcome to come out.
Well, that's nice. Look out, we may be there.
The focus that I'd like to take for today's show, I know a lot of us are struggling about not having a lot of clients right now, and we're having a little extra time on our hands, and this is really a good time to start regrouping and getting yourself more training. And I'm going to mention a bit of a series of opportunities that are going on in the next couple months, and there will be things that are going to be in different parts of the country, so this isn't going to apply to everybody. In fact, none of the ones I'm going to be talking about are here on the West Coast, but I wanted to give some options for people who are in Dallas and New York and Chicago and some other areas that our listeners are. And it's really important to be able to try to stay focused and not get discouraged. Of course, you can always take CLIA classes. I happen to have taken some when I was at a seminar at CLIA. In fact, I just got four letters today saying congratulations that I passed my four classes. That's always good because I hate not passing them. But that helps me, you know, build up my numbers for my CLIA certification. The classes that I'm going to be mentioning, one is for Holland America. Holland America has just switched over. Finally, I think they were one of the last ones, but they have online training. In fact, just before we started recording, I was telling Barry that just today I threw away my Holland America Academy book that had been sitting by the side of my bed for about 2 years. I am terrible when it comes to reading book material. Books, forget it. I don't read books. I read magazines. I listen to podcasts, and I do online training. I just don't have the attention span to be able to sit and actually enjoy a book. I don't enjoy reading. So the book was sitting by the side of my bed for almost 2 years and had maybe 10 to 20 pages read in it. It just went the recycling bin. Holland America now has a series of classes that are online, and I just started them. And similar to some of the other cruise line trainings, when you pass, you get some CLIA credits. You will also get like a $50 certificate for your next cruise. Or what Holland America does is, since Holland America has FAM tours, they give you money off as an incentive when you pass the courses and you take a FAM tour. It's either $25 or $50. Considering these online classes are free and all it is taking your time and it's really helping you build your knowledge about their product line, it's great. Great opportunity to be able to take that information and be able to use it for your clients. So that's one that I'm going to talk about, or had just talked about. Another one that's coming up is Globus, and we have had someone on the show not too long ago. Actually, we've had Kathleen Kavanaugh on the show a couple of times, actually, come to think of it. And she is with Globus, and they have a series called Globus at Home, and it's called the Home Base Symposium. And they have that two that are coming up in the next couple weeks that I wanted to make mention of. The first one is in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that is going to be on February 19th. And then the second one is in Orlando, and that's going to be 5 days later, so Orlando, Florida, and that is going to be February 24th. They are full-day classes, and they focus on different things. They're going to have, the sponsors are the Canadian Rail, Holland America, Nexion, which is my host agent, Globus, and Faith Travel Community. And they have a variety of different teachers that are going to be there. Kathleen will be there, and if you've ever listened to her, you know she's very well versed in things that that they sell in the product line and how to be a home-based travel agent. She's very talented, and they're very lucky to have her, and we've been lucky to have her on the show several times.
You bet.
They also have Margie Bell, who is with the Hong Kong Tourism Board. They have Jackie Friedman, who is with Nexion. Dave Stockard, as you know, we have had Dave on our show before. He is the sales training manager for Holland America. And the list goes on and on. They have a whole bunch of different types of people. The focus, it looks like, for the trainings are a lot on Hong Kong, a lot of Canada, which is nice because it is a wonderful place to be able to send your clients. And it sounds very interesting. Again, the days are that Dallas-Fort Worth is February 19th, Orlando is February 24th, and I believe registration is $20, and they feed you breakfast, and you take a notebook home of material, and you're going to be gifted to be with all these wonderful, wonderful trainers. So if you're in those two areas, take a look. Another thing that's coming up, now this one is it's the virtual trade show, so you don't even need to leave home to do this. You just need to have your computer with internet access. It's 2 days of education, and it's put on by Travel Weekly, and it's one of their virtual travel shows, and the days for this are February 9th and 10th, and they'll be running from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. I do know that they run them later, so if you're not able to be able to participate in it while it's live, you can listen to it on the computer. Have you ever participated in any of these virtual shows before?
No, not to any degree. The one that, name of the publishing company slips my mind. Anyhow, I logged into one of the shows, virtual trade shows, poked around a little bit. I didn't spend much time there, and I didn't have much time to spend, actually, and then left. I would like to try that. It's an interesting concept, and I'd like to get more involved in it. And if I can think of the name of it, I'll pop in there and let you know. But it's, they produce Agent at Home magazine.
Okay.
And so if you go,
and they always do a good series. I know exactly what you're talking about. They had a whole panel of people where Scott Kep was on it. They've had some with Joni Ogg. They have some very well-known people. They were doing different vendors that were there. They were being interviewed, and they were in virtual kiosks, if I remember correctly.
Right, yep.
The one that really interests me, and I'm really going to see if I'm going to be able to do it, because for me that'll be 8 o'clock a week from Monday. I can do that. The person that is of main interest for me on day one is somebody, again, we have had on our show. It's Nolan Burris, and he is from Future Proof Travel Solutions. If you remember, he was on our show several months ago. Now, I originally met him at an expo, and he is the techno geek. Remember, he was talking about how easy it is to be a switcher and how a lot of people are fearful of being from their PC, which they were secure on, and how easy it really is to move over to a Mac. So he is their keynote speaker, which is really great. And then there, some of the different topics that they have going on is top producing agents share their selling secrets. different sort of things to be able to help us. And it looks like the focus of this particular virtual trade show is on cruise and tours. So again, that is going to be February 9th and 10th, and that is through Travel Weekly. So just go to travelweekly.com and take a look to see how you register for that. Other upcoming shows from different vendors, they have a home-based travel agent show and conference. We've talked about these in the past. I have gone to several of them. They're very good. The next one coming up is March 10th, 11th, and 12th, and that is going to be in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, Illinois. One of the main hosts, the sponsors, is the Outside Sales Support Network, OSSN, and they have a whole bunch of different collaborations of different companies going on, and that is produced by Travel Industry Shows. So take a look. Again, the dates are March 10th through 12th, and it's the home-based travel agent conference, and it's in Chicago. Now, they do have other ones that they are doing. The one that's going to be in the fall of the same company is going to be at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and that's going to be October 7th, 8th, and 9th, and that's in Atlantic City. They also do have consumer shows, too. They'll have one in Philadelphia in Arizona. And they often have one down in the Bay Area. In fact, there was one last weekend, and it's called the Bay Area Travel Show, and it's in Santa Clara. And I went to that one, I believe, 2 years ago. And I would have loved to have gone to it last weekend, but I was too sick. And I could have had perfect opportunity because Gail was visiting her parents, and I could have gone down there, just kind of hung out with them and gone to the show instead of actually being with them, which she would have been mad, so I may want to go anyway. But there's a really good resource that I want to point people to, and it is on the TravelTrade.com website. And Travel Trade, as everybody is familiar, they've been around for a long time. It says 80th anniversary, which surprises me. I don't know anything that's been around for 80 years. But they have a whole list of different types of seminars that they have coming up. They are also the hosts of the Cruise 360 conference, which will be in Fort Lauderdale again, and that will be in April 2nd through 6th. I went to it last year. It was absolutely wonderful, and it gave me a great opportunity to be able to see different types of cruise lines that I normally don't see here because they're not down on the west coast, and they're only sailing out of Florida. So it gives me the opportunity to go see Costa. I was able to go see MSC and just different ships that we don't have out here because we usually have Holland American, NCL, Royal Caribbean, but not the other ones. But if you go to the website of TravelTrade.com and click on the events page, it will give you the entire list of different types of conferences that they're participating in from now until the end of the year. In fact, they have one coming up this year. It's called the New York Times Travel Show, and it's at the Javits Center, and that's in New York, and that is from February 6th through February 8th. So that just starts a whole series. They have different things. They have some in Boston. What else do they have here? They have the Sabre Trans Technology Conference, Cruise One. They have entire different types of things, different agencies. They have them listed all the way through. There's even one that's not too far from here. It's in Seattle, and it is December 5th and 6th, and it's called Adventures in Travel, and that's going to be in Seattle. So, might give me an excuse to go visit my sister just before Christmas.
Yeah, nice place to go.
Yeah, and I'm like, ooh, Seattle, that's not too far from my sister, and I could stay at our timeshare up there.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to bring up some resources for people because, you know, one of the things that agents really need to do is to keep their training up. I don't know about you, Barry, but I'm struggling right now with the economy. I've had to take on some other side jobs, but I'm still a travel agent. I still see clients, just don't have as many bookings on the table as I would like. I still do groups, which are wonderful. I love doing groups. The bad part of doing groups is you don't get paid until they come back. And when you do a riverboat cruise, like I have a group going on that's next October, you don't get paid until November. So, yeah, I need to do things that keep me busy during that time and keep the bills paid. And one of the things that I really try to focus my time on is to be able to keep my skills up. And that's kind of what I wanted to share with everybody this week are some different options for people who can either do them online while they're at home, have a little bit extra time on their hands, or if they're going to be in the Chicago area or, you know, like I said, Dallas-Fort Worth or even down in, over in Orlando, it gives people an opportunity to get some training under their belt.
Excellent. Excellent advice.
Thank you. So, Barry, if people want to email you or even ping you on Twitter and follow you, how do they do that?
Well, Twitter, I am there as KantzB, K-A-N-T-Z-B, and just go to twitter.com and there's a search function there, and if you put in my name or put in my username, KantzB, you'll find me. And I really appreciate the people that are following me, and it's kind of fun. Anyhow, email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My Twitter name is Laureen R, and that is L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And my email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N-G-U-E-D at MAC.com. And I want to shout out to the listeners who have been following us. I know both you and I have noticed that more and more people are starting to ping us to ask if they can follow. And it may not be people we directly know, but they're all people within the circle of our friends, and we learn from one another. I know I learn when I hear from them. And Barry and I both posted on Twitter that we were about to do our recording. So, you know, it's a great way to network, and it's a great way to start to be able to share knowledge with one another.
Yeah, you know, there's a, speaking of networking, I've just discovered there's a whole network of lawyers, and I'm a lawyer, out there on Twitter, and I don't know how they got my name, but a lot of lawyers are kind of grouping together, following one another, which is kind of interesting, and some of the tweets are at least interesting to me, maybe boring to a lot of other people, but you know, that's an example of how a professional group can kind of band together and follow each other and stay up to date on that profession. So it can happen in the travel industry too.
Absolutely, and I know it happens in the podcast industry because, you know, I follow people that I listen to. I listen to, say, for example, Ken Ray, who does Mac OS Ken, and I learn a lot of different things. And it was very ironic that we did the interview with Stephen last week from Here Planet. I hadn't caught yet that he had been interviewed by Ken. We were his second podcast, but now I'm following Stephen on Here Planet, and he's following us. So yep. He had posted on his Twitter, "Oh, they released my interview today," and it was kind of cool to see, you know, things coming to be more lifetime and the circle getting closer and closer. I like that. It's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But thank you again, Barry, and we'll chat with you next week.
Yeah, thank you, Laureen, and keep taking those antibiotics and get better.
I definitely will. Oh, and we have a special guest coming again, and we'll be doing our recording on Friday the 13th. I love that.
Yeah.
So can't wait to have him back on the show.
Yeah, we'll have to have a Friday the 13th theme of some kind.
All right, talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, thank you, Laureen, for the co-hosted segment of the show. I do have some news items coming up here. And the first I got one of those coming up, too, an item about nudist colonies. Anyhow, we'll wait to get to that. What I do have right now, and it relates to the co-hosted segment of the show, is that Marriott enhances agent training programs with four new modules. And you know the nice thing about Marriott training is that when you complete the training, you get special deals at Marriott hotels. So there's good incentive to do this training. And actually, you can get what they call the FAMTastic program. That's F-A-M-tastic program. And it offers certified agents special rates at Marriott properties. And the rates, the nightly rates, start at $44. Now, can't beat that, and that's good incentive to take the training. Anyhow, they've introduced four new modules into their training, and the first new module is Demographic Niche Markets. And the intent of this module is to educate agents on how to sell more toward family travel, upscale travelers, and travelers who are physically challenged. Also, they help you learn how to sell to generational age groups. The next module is Psychographic Niche Markets, and it introduces a whole new buzzword to the hotel industry. And in this module, agents are going to learn about different styles of travelers, from romantics to ecotourists, adventurers, and culture seekers. And there's also active vacationers and spa enthusiasts. So this is the demographic niche market, and this is a module in the Marriott new training program. Now the next module is the international module, and you're going to learn about Marriott's global presence, which includes markets such as China, India, and the Middle East. Now the last module in Marriott's training talks about how to sell Hawaii, Caribbean, and Mexico, Costa Rica, and others, but it's about how to sell effectively the resorts and spas in these locations. So jump on board here. Go check out the Marriott training, the new modules. I'll have a link to this article in the show notes, and from there you can link up with Marriott. Now, a slip of the tongue, I talked about nude, and I wanted to say new, but actually we do have an article in here about a nudist colony, and actually it's a nudist colony right near Disney World, and most people don't realize that within 20 minutes of Disney World, there is Cypress Grove Nudist Resort and Spa. And this article comes from The Examiner, and The Examiner's, I'm not sure what it is. It's an online newspaper, the way it appears, and they have different areas that they focus on. Like this one comes out of Detroit, and the article is written by Barbara Neffer. And she talks about Cypress Grove, and she's actually gone there, and nudity is optional, and she has gone there and not taken her clothes off, but there was an event there that they wanted to go to, and they did. And you know, just it's an interesting thing to know that when you're at Disney World, within 20 minutes there's a nudist resort nearby. So I thought that was kind of an interesting article. Next up here in the lineup is about Disney Cruise Line, and they are ranked number one. They are ranked as the number one cruise experience. And this comes from a reader's poll of Condé Nast Traveler magazine, and it's the 9th annual Reader's Cruise Poll. And the cruise poll attempts to recognize the best cruise ships as voted on by the Condé Nast Traveler readers. And there were more than 11,000 participants who rated 400 ships. So to be number one out of that group is quite an accomplishment, and well-deserved, I'm sure. Disney is a great company. So Disney Cruise Lines ranked number one as a cruise experience by Condé Nast readers. Back on January 11th, the New York Times published the 44 places to go in 2009, and that prompted a lot of comments on this article. And what the New York Times did was they took these comments and then used the comments to write another article about the Reader's Choice places to go travel. And one of the places to go travel, according to the comments from these readers, is Canada. And it's one thing that the original article left off, the 44 places to go in 2009. Well, the New York Times did not include Canada, but the readers of the New York Times certainly included Canada in their comments. And Canada is a wonderful and exotic place to go, and they have such great places like Nova Scotia and Quebec City, Montreal, and Toronto. And the readers of the New York Times certainly recognize this, so hey, go Canada. Another interesting place that they identified that I wouldn't have thought about, and that's Iran. And the readers strongly recommended a tour through Iran. And you can get custom tours to go to Iran through irancustomtravel.com. And that's a New York-based company run by Americans. Another reader's choice is Romania. And it has gorgeous rolling hills, the Carpathian Mountains, and centuries-old monasteries. So Romania is one that the readers picked. Another is Taiwan, and it has great natural beauties, lots of good food, Chinese food. I'm getting hungry right now. It's about that time of the day. And it has a lot of Chinese cultural traditions, so Taiwan is a great place to go, recommended by the readers. And Hungary, the charms of Budapest are well known, and you can get some great food, great wine, some gorgeous sights, all in Hungary. And China, of course, China. I'm not sure why they left China out of the original list, but hey, the readers sure rated China up there in their comments. And China is a great travel value as well as a great place to see some interesting sights and visit a different culture. So China is on the list. Another is Belfast. And they say the people are friendly and the scenery is fantastic in Belfast. And the last place is Berlin. It's one of the most underappreciated destinations in Europe, and most of its tourists are German. But it has world-class museums, cheap public transportation, and friendly people. So check out Berlin. Those are the Reader's Choice travel destinations in the New York Times. And that was published on January 25th, 2009. Okay, that wraps it up for the news today, and that wraps it up for the show as well. I want to thank everybody for being on board and listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and I want to thank Laureen Romero for being very supportive of the show and always coming through with some great content and with some great people to interview. Thank you, Laureen. Hey, everybody out there, have safe travels, stay healthy, and tune in next week. We'll be right back here once again. Bye-bye now.
Forever hopeful, just like in a rainbow, set it free.